quick walk had a line of perspiration forming across my forehead. He used the key card attached to his jacket to open the door. The cool air hit me in the face, making me sigh. I would have rather felt the air in my car, though.
"We're headed that way now,"
Thomas said into his radio. The hallway that led to the pastor's office was full of offices of the important people in the church. Because these offices belonged to the business members in the church, there was no reason that titleless members should be this way. The door wasn't open, so we had to wait on the pastor. There was only one key to the big oak double doors with golden handles. "Click on your little radio and tell your boss that these lubes on my feet are not for standing long periods of time." As usual, he ignored me. 10 minutes later, I heard his deep voice rounding the corner.
"Yes, honey.
I'll be right there. I'm about to talk to our daughter for a second."
"Yes. Yes. I love you too. JJ should be there in a second with Grace to help." "All right. Love you again."
Pulling the identical card from the string on his waist, he waved it in front of the door handle. The door unlocked, and he pushed it open. He walked in with his other security guard, Joseph, on his heels. He offered me a seat by waving his hand out toward the two seats across from his big oak desk. He eased into his seat while fumbling with the knot in his tie.
"I don't understand. I ask you to do one thing for me."
"One thing?
Jamie, don't start with me, please. I've had a long morning."
"Speaking from a book is not that hard."
"I asked you not to wear that thing you call a piercing on your face to church. I've asked you that several times. I've reneged on the nose piercing, but you have to wear the
Marilyn Monroe piercing?" He slightly rolled his eyes.
"And that's what it's called? Lord God bless the children."
As he sits across from me with tattoos all up his arms, I sighed. He'd be livid if he knew all the other places I had piercings that were much raunchier than the one that was on my face. I blinked slowly, twice. "You called me back here for my piercing?"
"It's the third Sunday."
"Okay.
You're supposed to come to the brunch today."
I shook my head.
"No, I went to the first Sunday brunch. That wasn't part of the deal, Pastor."
It was his turn to kiss his teeth. He hated when I called him that instead of Dad. I was the only child who called him that.
"Well, how about your mother wants you there? So you are going to be there."
"I don't know why I have to treat you like you're 5 when you're 24.
5,
I chuckled. 5 what? 25? You said 24. Your other daughter is 24. If you cared about me just a tad, you'd know that I turned 25 on the first Sunday, June 2nd. His lips slipped slightly apart. I watched his eyes sweep the calendar on his desk, and I could see his shoulders drop a little, but he quickly recovered. Pastor Jabbar Winford would not be weak or vulnerable in front of anyone, including his wife and kids. "You didn't know it was my birthday, but you definitely noticed when I showed up to church drunk and high off my ass." We glared into each other's eyes for a few moments. His ego would not let him apologize. Eventually, I'd probably get a card in the mail or a Cash App with some backhanded shit saying something like, "Sometimes good fathers forget things. Charge it to my head and not my heart."
I wasn't guessing. That was something he'd done before.
It was simple things like that. And every now and then, when he got a small conscience, he'd ask me why our relationship is not better. I was so used to his antics.
"Well, your mother would like to see you, so you'll be at brunch."
"See you at the house," he said.